Every now and then I talk to people who want to try and find a good photo place or a good location to go out and take pictures, but they're not sure what to do. And one thing that works for me is to go to your local botanic gardens. There's often like a public garden or a university garden in most cities that has a bunch of flowers and animals and other things like that. And I know what you're probably thinking right now. Flowers, bugs, nature, that's oh so cliche. Well, maybe, but if nothing else, think of it as a learning opportunity to learn more things about your camera and a chance to go experience nature. And besides, you might think that other people have taken lots of pictures of flowers or bugs or whatever, and there's nothing more that you can add to that larger conversation as a whole about flowers and photos and everything else. But that conversation is missing your unique voice and your unique take on the situation. So I'm going to talk about my cousin Beth again briefly, who I've mentioned here before. She is always going out with her iPhone and her Olloclip. It's a little magnifying lens that attaches to her iPhone, and taking macro pictures of flowers, so super close-up pictures of flowers. And you might think, well, everyone does that. Who doesn't take macro pictures? Well, yeah, a lot of people do it, but none of those are my cousin Beth, except for my cousin Beth. And so she is adding her own unique voice to that conversation. And her pictures are awesome. And you can find her on Instagram. Her name is Beth Rings. And she's got all these macro pictures of flowers. And you might look at hers and then go out and buy your own Olloclip and then take your own photos. So anyway, I'm going way off track here. But the point is, if you need ideas for photos, go to a garden, go to a park, and snap away. It's pretty cool. This picture here, I took it when my parents were visiting. We went to the Botanic Gardens, took the kids there, had a lot of fun. And there was this one part where there was all these monarch butterflies swarming on this patch of flowers. There was like dozens of these butterflies, and they were huge. And I really wanted to get a shot of a butterfly sitting on a flower, much like what you see here. And it was kind of a strange scene. There's me and my dad, and we're both sort of scooting around on our knees with our cameras in front of us, and we're contorting our bodies to find a good angle. And It actually kind of worked. It was tricky to balance all the elements of the situation and get what I was looking for, which was, number one, a clear shot of a monarch butterfly. Number two, on a flower. And number three, with the sun behind me, so it would be well lit. I wasn't super optimistic when I was looking through my photos afterwards, but I found this one. And it's a little backlit, so the lighting isn't perfect, but I actually kind of like how it turns out because there's this nice all the background is really nice and well lit. I mentioned in the blog write-up that I did not post this picture to Instagram because there's simply too much going on here for a very small screen like what you might see on a mobile phone, which is how most people watch or look at Instagram photos. And that's the tough part about social sharing. Instagram and Facebook and even things like Snapchat, all the photos are compressed, they're tiny, and they're competing for space and likes with millions of other pictures. And that's one reason why I think there's room for everything. I like Instagram, but I also like this blog, and I like Flickr. And I like to try and use the larger format of this blog and the writing space available to go for sort of a quality versus quantity angle. For instance, here you can click through any photo and find the original on Flickr and download a super high-res version if you want. And you can't do that on Instagram, and that's kind of a bummer. Sometimes I'd like a bigger version of a photo. That's, again, another tangent, and sorry about all the tangents here today. But do whatever you got to do to get your photos out. But if you're looking for a little bit more than Instagram, then maybe check out Flickr or set up your own blog. The lesson here, though, to get back to the photo itself, is do what you got to do to get the shot. You might look silly doing it, like scooting around on your hands and knees with your camera held out in front. But you know what? Lots of people do lots of silly things, and we don't think twice about it. Remember, selfie sticks exist. And if selfie sticks exist, then people can't be too concerned about what others might think of them, because those things are just weird. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening.